Dean Bulldog Richie, everyone.
Yeah, good morning. How are we? Why are there chicken bones on the floor? And I'll say this, I haven't had one, and Middo, they're not near your feet, so...
I'm not in there.
And Clarky, you're not in here. So really comes down to one person if you peel it back.
Well, just on that, Sticky Wings and Smoky BBQ are giving you and a mate the opportunity to win a VIP experience for two at this year's Bathurst 1000. Now, this is a serious bucket list type of opportunity, including a full weekend of hospitality packages, grid walk, track lap, accommodation. And to enter, just go to stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au. Register your details. It's that easy. Supercars never tasted so good. Keep an eye out for Sticky Wings and Smoky BBQ in your local IGA. If you can't find them, ask your manager to get them in. Now, we've got here the saucy Chinese spice super chicken wings with a... also, we've got slow-cooked, sweet and sticky Louisiana-style, larger, juicier and meatier ribs there.
What's that saucy you got on the left, Middo?
On my face?
No, in that third bowl. Is that sauce?
No. That's just hand towels.
Oh, I saw the orange in there. I thought that might have been a bit of sriracha mayo. No, just to go on top.
Clarky, would you eat this food?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Bulldog, Pure protein, mate. Get it into you.
You should have a bit.
Yeah,
have
I will.
The ribs, have the sticky wings, because I'm telling you, it's very, very good.
You know, they look absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. I need to ask you something very important.
Ask.
Middo didn't see you during the break, but I did. You were locked away in a room on your phone, feet up on the desk, taking notes.
I wasn't taking notes.
You were taking notes. You were taking notes.
I was talking to Adam Mobbs.
Who were you talking to? There's a story brewing. What is the story that's brewing?
No, we're just talking about the day ahead, what's on the cards,
what are we chasing. He knows you're going on air at 8 o'clock.
He didn't know that.
Of course he knows.
He's our esteemed NRL editor at the Daily Telegraph.
What's going on? What story have you got
for us? Talking about life in general, Loss. You know it works. You'll find out tomorrow.
You're such a bad liar.
Yeah, you are a bad liar.
Well, what
You're
do you want me to
horrible
say?
Liar.
Why don't you release the story?
No, tell us.
I don't know the story. It's
Mate,
8 o'clock in the morning.
Now's your time.
If I knew the story, I'd break it on air. But until I find it, and if I write it now without the facts, I know.
Why start worrying about facts now?
Yeah, Bib and Bubble start bagging me tomorrow. Hey, you got it wrong again. you bloody media types. And then it'll be Thursday. They put their hand out and go, oh, money, please.
Mate,
for being
just
in the media.
Just write a source set at the end and you'll be fine. You can get away with anything you like.
Clark, if you don't like the media, I think you should do this job and not get paid then.
I do.
Because you're in the media.
I do it for the love.
I've told you before, I've already registered with the MEAA. You're a union rep.
I know, I am now. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a journalist.
You are. You're officially a journalist.
Just a little different to a couple of the ones I know.
Who are you referring to?
Ooh, no names. I wouldn't dare.
Were you stitched up badly at any point during your career?
Maybe badly, not just the normal stuff.
Where do you want to start?
What's badly?
What was the worst thing written about you?
100% rubbish made up, 100% lie where there was no smoke. Yes, I can count on both hands how many times.
Like, you sit down, you're getting all excited.
But I love it, Bulldog. It's nice to sit on this side with you.
Well, it's lovely to have you on our side too, Clarky. I've always said that young Clark's got a future in journalism.
Oh, my God. Give me a pen too.
I might come and sit down here a couple of days and just, you know, teach you and how to get
I'll
stories.
I'll be to learn, for sure. Show me the ropes.
Okay.
I'd love one of those exclusive signs.
We do it on your boat on a Friday afternoon.
Definitely.
With a couple of little cool beverages.
It's the right place to do it. Who's winning the finals, buddy?
Who's winning the finals? Gee, good question.
Can Parra beat the Cowboys?
Yeah, they can. And I think they will.
Even in Townsville?
Yep. And I think as much as Saturday is impossible to split, I guess all year I've said, you know, Penrith are the team to beat. Is there any need to jump off right now? Is there anything that you've seen that would prompt you to jump off, Loz? Even though I think Souths have been fantastic. I don't think the NRL will say... In fact, I know the NRL won't say it. But I think there's a private Penrith wish Parra inside that they would want Parra and Souths.
Yeah. Oh, Parra and Souths?
Parra and Souths, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
not the Panthers.
Yeah, no, I think Parra and Souths with their supporter bases would be the dream. Yeah, but okay. Parra Penrith obviously would be huge as well. But... You get East v West, Clarkie, supporter base Parra, supporter base South. It would be one of the biggest grand finals I could remember in many years. Cowboys go through, we being a bit Sydney-centric. Mm. Good on the Cowboys. I would applaud them. But whether it would build up that atmosphere in Sydney that you want would be debatable.
They've had a magic year, haven't they?
Absolutely.
The Cowboys. How do you rate Parramatta's season if it ends on Saturday?
Good, Loz. I think it's been a good year. But again, as I said on the show last week, I think Brad Arthur's been weighed down by history. I think until they win that comp, Parramatta fans aren't going to be happy with prelim final, a minor premiership, six players in State of Origin, whatever it may be, whatever
achievement. They won't want him gone, though, Bulldog, surely. Surely you can't sack him after
this. No, he won't. He's got another year or two. I think he's got two to go, Clarkie.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I feel a bit sorry for Brad.
Me too.
He cops a whack.
Me too. Yeah.
And as I said, I think if Parramatta, since 1986, had won a comp or two, I don't think he'd be under the scrutiny that he's under right now.
It's going to be tough for Parramatta, though, going up there to North Queensland. And it'll be difficult for their fans to get up there as well, because obviously flights are costing a lot of money, no accommodation. So there'll be plenty of support up there for the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's a bay up there, Loz, which I think may have sold out. But Parramatta fans, Parramatta Bay, I should add. Eels fans down here believe they are pretty much Queensland Parramatta fans that have snapped up tickets. I did a story about that in today's Telegraph. With the flights being $700-$800 each way, there was only one accommodation remaining in Townsville yesterday out on Magnetic Island, $3,400 for the night. You throw in your parking costs and your taxis.
What?
It comes to about $6,000, Clarkie.
What?
So Parramatta fans who...
$3,500 a night
for the one
for
night
accommodation.
On Magnetic Island. And that was about it, unless you want to go to a tent. Or perhaps move to some of the surrounding towns. But it would cost about $6,000. So I feel a bit sorry for Parra fans. They're so dedicated and they just can't get there.
Police better cut some people some slack when they have a day nighter then.
Maybe it's the
same in
Sydney.
Getting back on their aeroplane blind drunk because they've got nowhere to sleep.
Exactly. Maybe it's the same in Sydney for the AFL. In Melbourne, rather, for the Sydney fans in the AFL.
No chance.
It's easier to drive to Melbourne.
And there'd be more accommodation in Melbourne than Townsville.
A lot more accommodation. But even getting to Townsville now with the restrictions with flight, I think there's only one direct flight to Townsville a day.
That's true.
So you've got to go through Brisbane anyway.
Well, Qantas going up was 712 and Virgin coming back was 879.
Oh, my God.
And that was yesterday. I'm assuming as it gets closer. Perhaps school holidays have played a small part, guys. I don't know. Or whether the airlines have just jacked the prices up because they know that it's a special occasion for rugby league
fans.
What
about crowd then on at the A-Corp on the prelim final? With South's massive supporter base. We know that Penrith have got a big supporter base as well. What type of crowd are we expecting in terms of numbers?
Yeah, good question, Loz. They're looking at about, as of yesterday, I made a couple of calls, about 50 to 55,000. It was a bit
disappointing.
Well, it was a bit slow in some areas, apparently, but good in other areas. They were hoping for 60, but unlike the grand final, when tickets generally go on sale early, you've got time.
60 plus for this game.
Yeah, so they've only got 1 week to sell, but that's not making excuses. What would you guys think is a pass mark?
Well, I think 60 is a pass mark.
Yeah,
and I hope that they get around 60,000, because you are talking West, Penrith, big supporter base. You've got the Rabbitohs, and we know they come from near and far. I think this should be at least 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that it is a home final, which obviously goes to the city now. So, of course, North Queensland get to play at home. Yeah. They finished second. Penrith finished first. They get to play at Acor, which is South Sydney's home ground. So there's no way of getting around this, but it is an anomaly that's a little unfair because the Bunnies are playing at home and they finished, was it sixth or seventh?
Do you reckon the NRL should or will look at how they structure their finals next year and go away from the teams getting a home final?
Possibly, Loz, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not having a dig at the NRL over that because they have to play it at a core because that's the only stadium that would have enough seats. Otherwise, we're locking out 40,000 fans.
I'm not saying that, but I've watched that new stadium at Allianz Stadium at Moore Park there the last 3 weeks, and it is a magnificent venue which creates a wonderful atmosphere. And to see it fall, I'm starting to think now we should go away from the teams having home finals. I think all our finals should be played at these
neutral
venues. Yeah.
Well, that's how it was
is
in
that,
the old days.
Is that
a
big
ground
disadvantage for the Queensland teams, Loz? If they qualify?
Possibly. But I only go on my own experience. And I reckon if you ask the Sharks players, last weekend would have felt like a semi-final, a real fair dinkum semi-final to them compared to the previous week when they played at home in front of 11.
I've got no problem, Laurie, week one being at suburban grounds. But I think after week one, I think it should go neutral then. Mm. I don't think you should be playing prelim finals in Townsville. I think that's an unfair advantage. They should get an advantage in week one or two.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting debate, isn't it? Because I think our game deserves to have as many people as you possibly can to a semi-final. And I understand the rules are in place, so it's no one's fault. But I'm just wondering whether the NRL would look at that now.
We talk about a home ground being such an advantage, though. Like, is as Bulldog just mentioned, is this not a massive advantage for South?
No, I don't think so. I don't see a core as being an advantage to anyone.
Not really at
not
all.
Not really as a Sydney team. I don't think you're really worried about going to a core. Mm. If your home was Allianz, yes, I think that creates a home ground sort of advantage scenario, but I don't think a core does for whatever reason.
It's not a good bastion for South Sydney.
No,
by any stretch.
But they're comfortable there. They've got their own dressing room there. There's four dressing rooms at a core, and Souths have their own dedicated room.
Yeah.
It's theirs. Yeah. So that just puts them in a comfortable spot compared to Penrith, who aren't.
But it's like going to a big stadium, you know, it's a big game. That's how I always looked at it. Once you got to the bigger stadium, there was just a different feel. And you got up and about because you knew you were going to play in front of a massive crowd.
One I can't figure out, I mentioned it yesterday, Bulldog, and this is what happens in the AFL, why isn't the top-ranked team, the minor premiers, they should be playing the Friday night game?
Yes.
Why are they playing the Saturday night
game? Yes, yes. I mean, I guess there's
is that because of the travel?
Yes. They're trying to balance it up, obviously, so everyone gets a fair go. There's no way of being fair, though, unless you play them both on the same night, which is not going to happen because of broadcasting rights, but... Yeah, it is an anomaly yet again.
And a bit of time with Albo a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
so you've got a direct line to him.
I do.
Why didn't you get him to put the public holiday on a Friday and not tomorrow?
That would have suited your beverage intake, I'm assuming. That's why you're asking?
No.
Well, then what's the difference?
Well, just a long weekend because most people will.
Laurie, we're mourning. It's not about your long weekend to go to the.
It's about
pub
my long weekend. It's
punt.
About everyone's long weekend.
We're
to mourn the Queen in
about...
our own way.
How are you going to mourn?
Tell you what, I got emotional. I didn't think I would over the Queen.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't shed a tear, but I did love her. Yeah, I thought she was wonderful.
Isn't there a public holiday in Perth already on Friday as well?
No,
Melbourne and Perth.
Victoria.
On Monday,
Victoria
is it?
Friday, WA Monday. One of our listeners texted in about this earlier.
Clarkey, we in the media.
Yes, us, team.
We do work public holidays, so assume you would be in here tomorrow.
Mate, still. I work every day, buddy.
Okay.
I can't remember not working.
Okay.
Bulldog.
if you know what I mean.
Blake Solly, the South's chief executive. Has that had a bit of a crack at Phil Gould?
He did. It's in today's Daily Telegraph. He wanted to make a point that Blake doesn't believe that those at Penrith right now in charge, Brian Fletcher and Matt Cameron, are receiving the sufficient accolades that they deserve for this club, which is bulldozing toward another premiership. He wasn't bagging Gus. He was just more saying that he thinks Fletcher and Cameron have done a great job and perhaps they don't get the credit nor the kudos that they deserve because of the shadow that Gus once cast over the club. Ooh. Is it a valid point? Some people say as soon as Gus left, Penrith won a comp. Others say Penrith won the comp because of Gus's pathways. It's a good debate, but certainly I do think Blake's right in terms of those there right now have done an outstanding job to not only maintain what Gus set up, but probably take it to another level.
While we're on Souths.
Nothing, Laurie?
Nothing. No.
Okay,
no,
fair enough. That must have been interesting for you then.
Nothing to add, mate.
You got Clarkie? You got something? Anything?
Do you think...
I've got a very vague look off, Laurie.
Let's talk cricket.
Do you think, Bulldog, that this match and the result of this match will go away to determining who old mate over here and his friends are going to select in a Kangaroos jersey or in a Kangaroos squad? Damien Cook and Appy Coruscant.
Great one-on-one battle. First things first, does this mean you get a trip to England? And yeah. I'm not going to use that word junket because it's unfair and rude and discourteous. But are you going to England?
No comment.
Would you be flying... When you walk in the plane, will you turn left or right?
Left.
Right.
That's an absolute no-brainer. Go nowhere near the right side of the plane, El Daily.
And how long would you be away on this working mission?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, right, okay.
4 months.
Right, okay. All right, fair enough. Selectors have got to be there. It's an important job. I mean, you couldn't do it for me by watching it on telly.
No, you can't select the side being away. No,
100%.
You've got to be away, sorry. You've got to be on the ground.
You've got to be on the ground.
It's a feel thing, Loz.
It's vital.
It's a feel thing.
Before you go... Manly, what doing? Resolution?
Yeah, anything, no, nothing something? Is yet. I'm trying to keep an eye on the developments. Look, at the moment, clearly Des wants the extension for 2024. It's not on the table as yet. Manly are saying, look, we're not worrying about 2024. Let's try to fix things for 2023. So they've got their eye immediate. Des is probably looking more long term. I get both sides of the story, but at the moment, there is no resolution.
Gee, that meeting really sorted everything out, didn't it?
Well, it's funny. I spoke to both parties and after that meeting, and both parties gave differing views of what unfolded at that meeting.
I bet they did.
So who do you believe? Is there some room in the middle? I wasn't in the meeting, clearly, so I don't know. But it's got to get sorted out, I think, before the start of next year. Otherwise, it will continue to fester from those media types, Clarkey.
Watch those ones.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on them.
Just again, who plays in the grand final?
It'll be Penrith and Parramatta.
Penrith and Parramatta.
Parramatta. But, you know, don't write off the Bunnies. I've got a real soft spot for South.
Oh, don't write off the Cowboys.
No, yeah. I didn't say that.
Splinters.
I didn't say that. No, I just gave him my two drinks.
Oh, yeah, but don't write off.
You said, all right, don't Penrith and Parramatta, there you go.
Yeah, that's better.
Pull those chicken wings out of your backside, Buzz.
I'm locked in.
Don't let yourself Buzz. Get bullied by him.
Oh, let them have their chicken wings. Keeps them happy.